waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a token. Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And teach the world to snuff the fires and the liars. Hey,
while Donald Trump was in Michigan, in Washington, Michigan, the White House Correspondents' Dinner went on, and I didn't watch it, and I've caught a couple of clips of it, and I don't have much use for it. This woman, Michelle Wolf from The Daily Show, was the comedian, you know, doing the roasting. But most of her most pointed attacks were leveled at Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was sitting there at the head table at the request of the people that put on the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And Michelle Wolf, well, she was totally over the line several times. A lot of pushback and embarrassment, really, to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Mercedes Schlapp and others got up and just walked out. Her husband, Matt Schlapp, walked out because it was so ruthless in its attack. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders sat there and took it without flinching. Well, maybe she grimaced once or twice, but good Lord. I mean, it was beyond the pale. It really was. Just beyond the pale and fairly embarrassing, I'd say. At any rate, looking at what's going to happen here in November of 2018, I point back to the comments about John Tester in Montana. He's in deep trouble there. His attacks on Ronny Jackson will be highlighted because there's no foundation for them. Donald Trump during the rally says Tester started throwing out things that he's heard. Well, I know a few things about Tester that I could say, and if I said them, he'd never be elected again. Well, there's a good chance he'll never be elected again anyway. And it's not just John Tester who's in trouble, but you look around because the Democrats are deluding themselves with this idea that somehow they're going to get the United States Senate as well. I can assure you that's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen, well, there are several. There's Montana, there's North Dakota, there's Missouri, there's Indiana. Let's not forget West Virginia. And the list goes on, and it includes Michigan potentially. There are 10 states the Democrats are defending where Donald Trump won in 2016. Now, the closer races like those in Michigan could come down to the wire. Now, we don't know if it's going to be Sandy Pentzler or John James facing Debbie Stabenow come November here in Michigan, but one of these two qualified Republicans is going to take on Debbie Stabenow and her, what does she got, $18 million? She got a pile of money, whatever it is. And that'll be one of the closer races, but Montana, North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana, West Virginia, these won't prove to be terribly close. Joe Manchin is one of the last remaining Blue Dog Democrats alive in the wild. And I don't think he survives this because of the extreme nature of the rest of his party. Because the Democratic Party has been dragged so far to the left by people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and others that I don't know that a Blue Dog Democrat can survive even in West Virginia. So as I look at the election now, there was a time when I thought that the Democrats would pick up 35 seats in the House, and the Republicans maybe 3 seats in the United States Senate. But I now believe the Democrats will pick up about 20 seats in the House, and Republicans could be plus 5 on the U.S. Senate seat count. And that's key. It is. 5 U.S. Senate seats. And the point being is, even if the Democrats pick up 20 seats in the House, the Republicans would hang on just barely to control of both chambers. If that happens, it would be historic. It would be fairly unprecedented because, remember, in his first off-election year, his first midterms, Barack Obama gave up 63 seats. 63. Donald Trump won't even begin to approach that. And yet it doesn't matter what happens. These clowns who are at the White House Correspondents' Dinner will try to tell you that somehow it's historic, the number of seats that Donald Trump does lose in the House. Whether it's 1 or 100, it doesn't matter The narrative has already been written. It's just a matter of filling in the blanks. That's all it comes down to. Filling in the blanks to complete a narrative that's already been written. That really is where they're trying to get. Just Trump is hated in America. He can never win. Everybody hates him. Fill in the blank. That's the approach by the mainstream media. Everybody hates Donald Trump. Here's why. And here's how many, and he's going to lose massively, and it's a historic loss, and it's awful, and is it an embarrassment for the president and the White House and his administration, so on and so forth. Let me point out something else about Trump. He continues to adjust as he moves forward, and I look at people like Mike Pompeo as an upgrade from Rex Tillerson. I look at John Bolton as an upgrade from where we were. Every time Donald Trump changes somebody out, it seems to be an upgrade in my estimation. Keep that in mind. Oh, and by the way, there's a current I'm going to shift gears for you just for your own health. There's an E. coli outbreak tied to romaine lettuce going on right now. It is the worst multi-state outbreak in more than a decade, according to health officials. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announcing yesterday and over the weekend that the food poisoning outbreak has spread to at least three more states. Health officials now say they have reports of 98 cases, 22 states. Mississippi, Tennessee, Wisconsin being added. The outbreak blamed on an E. coli bacteria in romaine lettuce grown in Yuma, Arizona. Not imported from out of the country, but something originating right here. So if you have romaine lettuce, is it that important to you? You might just want to throw it away and start over. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today. Just go to stevegruber.com. Sign up for your free water test. Coming up on May 11th, though, we're giving away a brand new $4,000 Wolverine water treatment system for your home. But you have to enter to win. Go to stevegruber.com. Again, click that Wolverine button. Get entered. That's the only way you win. $4,000 in clean water in your house. What a deal. Your friends right here at the Steve Gruber Show and stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.